Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Our play tonight is Septuagenarians. The play is based on a suggestion by Reagan Reagan and was written and directed by Halcyon Brimstone with writing help from Jim Dowling and Rick G. Our play takes place in a seniors' apartment building. Most residents are in their 70s and some people, like Ralph, are in their 80s. He and a neighbor named Judith are working on a jigsaw puzzle in the building's front lobby.
There's so many blue sky pieces, dozens of them, and I can't find any more edge pieces. There are all these gaps in the border.
I can't find any more edges either.
I think there are pieces missing.
I guess that's what you get when you buy jigsaw puzzles at yard sales.
Yard sales? That's where you got this? I could have told you that there would be missing pieces in a yard sale puzzle.
Right, I know.
Oh, look, it's Frida going out for another cigarette. That's the third time this morning.
Well, I remember what that's like, being a nicotine fiend. I'm really glad I quit smoking when I did.
Didn't you say you stopped after you had a heart attack?
Yeah, when I was just 36. It was a hell of a wake-up call. My doctor said I needed to lose some weight, but just try losing weight when you're trying to quit smoking.
So you lost weight. How long did you keep it off?
I haven't regained any weight since I lost it.
But you must weigh well over 200 pounds.
Yeah, I weighed 425 before.
Did you get the notice about the inspection next week?
Yep.
If I would have known about these inspections, I wouldn't have moved in.
It's just to make sure the kitchen and bathroom still work, and to make sure people aren't growing mold in their refrigerators.
Well, I just think it's invasive.
HUD regulations. It's worth it, don't you think, for them subsidizing the rent?
Well, I guess so.
I just hate this classic rock radio station that plays 24 hours a day here in the lobby.
You don't like it?
Nah, I've always preferred jazz. You know, rock and roll almost killed jazz. The radio played jazz and swing music all the time before that rock stuff.
What about the doggy in the window and Mersey Dotes? Those songs weren't jazz.
Well, maybe not those. Or Perry Como. But they just keep playing the same songs all the time. I'm going to scream if I hear Hotel California one more time.
So, what do you think of Jake and Maggie?
What about them?
I keep seeing them together, leaving and coming back together late at night.
So what?
Do you think they have something going on?
What if they do? What do I care?
Don't you wonder about such things?
No, not really. None of my business. What business is it of yours?
Oh, I just get curious sometimes.
That's the problem around here. Gossip.
Oh, I know. Don't people have anything else to do?
Look at us, Judith, sitting around doing jigsaw puzzles. Some people might have something better to do, but I don't. Do you?
Sure I do. I play my slot machine game on my phone. Then I go upstairs and watch TV until I fall asleep.
My point exactly.
You're just impossible.
You're unbelievable.
Well, there's Mort going out to smoke his pot.
So what? Who cares?
Nobody, I guess. It's just that they smoke right outside the door with the cigarette smokers.
No, they don't. The pot smokers do it around in the alley.
Well, that's almost as bad as right outside the door.
And they don't hang out with the tobacco smokers out on the sidewalk.
Well, that's true, I guess. But they're not supposed to smoke pot in front of the building.
Didn't I just say they smoke in the alley? It's legal now.
But is it legal on the city streets? Isn't it against the law, like drinking liquor?
No. With alcohol, it's illegal to have an open container. Pot smokers don't walk around with an open bottle of booze. Ah, not Hotel California. Again. Thank you.
Hey, Mort. Well, that is your name, right?
Hey, Bill. Yeah, you got it right.
Well, that's great. I guess my short-term memory isn't completely shot.
You want to try a different variety today? This one's called Winter Madness.
But it's summer.
Well, yeah, but that's when I bought it. It was last winter.
Oh, isn't it getting a little stale, being 6 months old?
Nah, I kept it in the freezer.
Yeah, I think I'll stick with my fresh stuff.
That guy Ben, he told me yesterday that he grew up growing weed over in Humboldt.
Grew up growing it? Hell, Ben's got to be 80 if he's a day. Grew up in the 50s. They didn't grow pot back then. That was before Vietnam.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Now, wait a minute. Back in the 50s, jazz musicians were smoking weed. And beatniks like William Burroughs grew up in Texas, I read.
Who?
Now, William F. Burroughs. He used to hang around with Allen Ginsberg and Jack Kerouac.
I don't know him. Who the hell are they?
Well, they're beatniks. The originals, you know, after World War II. God, don't you ever read?
Not much.
Okay. Now, Kerouac wrote a classic novel, or a memoir maybe, I don't know, called On the Road, about his crazy friends driving cross-country, trashing rented Cadillacs and hitchhiking, listening to jazz. Ginsberg was a poet. Now, he wrote a classic poem called Howl, which was actually banned in the U.S. for years.
Yeah, bloody, bloody, blah. What's so great about that?
Well, this was in the 50s.
Hell, books are banned all the time now.
Ah, sure, in the Bible Belt. Anyway, they were the first of the beat generation.
Hey, beatniks were before my time. The only one I heard about was Maynard G. Krebs. And he didn't smoke pot on the Dobie Gillis show on TV.
Maynard Krebs? He weren't real. And besides, why do you think he acted like such an idiot?
From smoking weed?
Bingo.
You have that silver Honda?
Yep.
It sure makes a lot of noise.
Yeah, someone stole my catalytic converter.
Oh, man. Probably some drug addict.
Maybe. They got Marge's converter, too. Both parked on the same street.
How do they do that, anyway?
It's easy. They used a cordless saw to cut the pipes.
How much is getting a new one going to cost you?
Oh, almost $3,000. Now that's with a $100 deductible.
I wonder how much they get for a hot converter.
Only about $75 or $100.
Where are you from, anyway?
Oklahoma.
I bet you didn't smoke weed there.
And Tulsa? Sure we did.
But Merle Haggard said they didn't smoke marijuana in Muskogee.
Haggard. Hell, Hag lived just outside of town here. He smoked marijuana. Just, you know, not when he was in Muskogee, maybe. So how do you like living here?
It seems okay so far. The pool table in the lobby is great. How do you like it here?
Oh, not bad. Except when somebody checks out.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of a drag when a friend moves away.
No, I'm talking about when they bite the bucket.
Oh, when they die. That's sad. What's that like?
Well, sometimes they hold a little memorial, if it's okay with the families. Then between residents, they might paint the room or replace the carpet or something. Then it sucks when the hot water in the building doesn't work. And like last month, when the fire alarm kept going off every day.
Oh, man. That must suck.
That sure does. It's insanely loud.
What do you think about that pair Maggie and Jake?
They're all right. What about them?
I keep seeing them together. You think they're getting it on?
In their 70s? Not hardly.
Some more Pinot Noir, Jake?
If there's some left, sure.
There's a little.
Thanks for dinner, sweetie.
Thanks for the help. What do you feel like doing now?
What do you think I feel like doing?
I have a suspicion.
Come here, you sexy thing.
Again? You're an animal.
Maybe we'll have to wait a minute. Or two. Or ten.
I'm not in a hurry.
Why don't you take a hold of this?
Oh!
That's nothing. Just do that for a minute. Oh, yeah. Just like that.
No problem. Do you think maybe we're having more fun than anyone else in the building?
Oh, yeah.
And we have all the time in the world to do this, or whatever we want, being retired like we are.
Yeah. Isn't it great? Oh, if we'd only met years ago, before our backs and hips and knees were going out.
But back when we were working our butts off, worrying about mortgages, insurance, raising kids, would it be as good as it is now?
Probably not.
You know, I've been celibate for like 10 years.
It's been a while for me too, since my third divorce.
Third divorce? You were married 3 times?
Legally, yeah.
You didn't tell me that. Once was enough for me.
I should have known better after once, too. I guess I was a slow learner.
Since that was the last of the peignoir, would you like some coffee?
Sure. We might be pulling an all-nighter.
Ah, you think so?
At this rate, I wouldn't be surprised.
I'll be back in a minute. Coffee's still hot.
Hey, Maggie. Have you ever skateboarded?
Skateboarded? No. Why would you ask me that?
I used to skateboard competitively. I just thought we could, you know, do it sometime. I have 2 boards.
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
Why would I kid about something like that?
I'd probably fall off and break a hip.
Not with me teaching you.
I don't think so. My balance has been a little off lately. Do you still do that? Skateboarding?
Now and then.
Then maybe you should plan on, starting to shop around for a walker.
Not for me. If I ever get to the place where I need a walker, I think I'll take a one-way surfing trip to Baja.
Not if you can't stand up anymore.
I'll just get a motorized scooter like Ralph has.
So, Jake, where did you grow up?
I don't think I ever did grow up.
I mean, where are you from?
Huntington Beach, the original surf city.
Oh, that's cool. Did you ever know any of the Beach Boys?
Nah, they were from Hawthorne. I saw them a couple times. They were never the same after Brian Wilson quit the first time.
I saw him with the Grateful Dead once.
You're kidding.
No, Garcia loved the Beach Boys.
Were you a Deadhead?
Not really. But I helped a friend tie-dye clothing sometimes for the Dead shows. She was a real Deadhead, big time.
I could never get into their half-hour space jams.
You had to be into the right headspace for them.
Tripping, you mean?
Not necessarily tripping. I haven't done that in, probably 40 years.
Just stone, then.
Sometimes. Usually. Anyway, they were a lot of fun to dance to.
Did you ever know any of them personally?
Well, sort of. I got backstage a few times. I kind of knew a couple of them.
Uh-huh. Did you ever sleep with one of them?
Well, everybody and their brother slept with Bobby. He was kind of cute way back then.
Uh-huh. Feel like getting buzzed now?
Sure. Just not with those crazy puffers out in the alley. I guess we could maybe go and smoke in my car.
Au contraire, ma chérie. I have a vaporizer pen. We can do it right here. Nobody will smell anything.
I love it when you speak French. Okay. I wouldn't go and smoke right in front of the building. We don't need anybody talking about us and what we do.
Like who?
Oh, like the people who spend all their waking hours in the lobby.
Oh, the lobbyists. Mm. You think they don't already?
Oh, man. Do you think they do talk about us?
Why would you even care?
I guess I shouldn't be concerned.
They might get envious. No one would believe what we're doing. I mean, three times in one day?
Sometimes. You know what could be cool? If they got a hot tub.
That would be fun. But where would they put it?
How about up on the roof?
I seriously doubt that management would go for it.
How often do they even go up there?
Almost never. You know, maybe we could get away with it. For a while. We could put it behind the big-ass air conditioning unit. But how would we ever get it up there?
I saw a video about an easy hot tub on YouTube. They get like this really small doughboy pool and put it together and then put boards on the side, then wrap wire around it to hold it all in place. We could get it all up there in the middle of the night, then make a spiral radiator tube out of a copper pipe and put it in a big tray painted silver on the inside to attract the sun. In the summer, the water would be nice and hot for at least a couple of days.
That's actually kind of brilliant. There's a roof access door on the top floor.
Let's do it! We could use it all night after the staff leaves.
If there's no spigot on the roof, I bet that Nick on the top floor would let us run a hose out of his window.
Sounds like a plan. So where can we find an unassembled hot tub? IKEA?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't think we can drag it up the stairs.
Do you even think it would fit in the stairwell?
Probably not.
Maybe we could haul it up the backside of the building late at night.
That's a possibility. I don't know why not. I have some rope in my trunk from camping.
So let's go for it. Let's do it. Hey, where are my undies?
I ate them.
Oh, very funny, Groucho.
You know what Groucho said? An old guy having sex is like shooting pool with a rope.
You don't even have that problem. Too often.
Not too often.
Oh, baby, you're the best.
No, you're the best. So I got the tub. This inflatable tub ought to work. It's a lot lighter, except it's not very big.
Oh, probably big enough for the two of us.
This should be enough rope.
It looks dark enough to me.
Let's go for it. You stay here with it while I go up and start hauling it up. Oh, man. This is the life. Hey, darling, do you feel like...
What? Right here in the hot tub?
Well, sure. It's so nice and warm.
Wow. I was just wondering if the water would even get warm enough. Who else should we tell about the tub besides Nick? I don't think he'd even fit in this tub.
I wouldn't trust anyone here. I'm not even sure about Nick.
We had to tell him, or else run the hose up three flights of stairs from your room.
Nick's okay. Another shot of cognac?
Why not?
Oh no! Someone's coming.
Did you tell anyone about the tub?
Just Nick. He wouldn't tell.
Hey, it's true. I didn't know whether to believe Nick or not.
Oh, me neither. It's okay. We won't tell anyone.
Looks like there's room for two more people in there.
Barely.
I don't know.
See, it's big enough.
Hey, quiet, you guys. You gotta keep it down.
Nah, it's after midnight. Everyone else is asleep. You want some tequila?
Or a shotgun hit?
No! Come on, guys, you gotta leave. Why don't you at least wait till we're finished?
Finished with what?
Ah, come on, Jake. We just got here.
But we put this tub together ourselves. Just for the two of us.
But the roof is community property.
Yeah, if you wanted to hog this for yourselves, you should have put it in your own apartments.
Ha! What, with that new manager, Trudy? I don't think she'd approve of that.
As if she'd approve of you putting this on the roof.
Well,
nothing. You'd be bounced right out of here.
Come on, Maggie, let's get out of here.
But, Jake, I'm not wearing...
Whoa, you're in the raw?
Back off, Bill. Would you guys please avert your eyes?
Do what to our eyes?
Here's a towel, Maggie. Let's go.
Come on, Jake. It's okay. Hey, thanks you two for setting up this hot tub.
You're welcome. Oh, now what?
It's another false alarm again.
Not in the middle of the night.
Well, guess we need to evacuate. Again.
And me? With just my towel and bathrobe? I have to get my shoes and my meds and my purse.
Criminy, and I just got settled into this hot water.
Oh, no. Here comes someone.
Is everyone all right up there?
Everything's fine up here, officer. Is it a false alarm?
No, someone from another building reported seeing people up here at night, so we have to check it out. Is this hot tub installed according to code? I need to see your IDs.
I don't have one with me. We're all residents here.
All right. I still need to see your IDs. I'll escort you to all of your apartments and check with the management.
Oh, no.
Ralph, did you hear about Maggie and Jake?
You mean for putting up that hot tub on the roof? Yeah, I heard. What of it?
They busted Mort and Bill, too, for using it. What do you think's going to happen to them?
Probably not much. The only regulation they broke was being on the roof. There's no specific regulation against setting up or using a rooftop hot tub. They probably just got written up, whatever that means. Some kind of demerit.
Did you hear about how they got busted?
Yeah, somebody spotted them from another apartment building and called the cops. Surveillance cameras verified it and recorded Jake and Maggie building it. They probably didn't know there were any cameras on the roof.
Who told you about it?
Mort.
I'll bet they've locked the door to the roof now.
They installed a fire door up there that sets off the alarm.
I heard Jake and Maggie were spoken to about their relationship.
Yeah, but they're consenting adults. I mean, my God, they're in their 70s. They were just told to keep in their apartments. No reason why they can't have sex. Well, maybe except for their ages.
They probably got 2 demerits each. I just think it's terrible.
Why? They're up there nude, drinking tequila, smoking pot. They're having the time of their lives. You know, the hot tub's still up there. You want to go take a dip, good looking?
Oh, my God, Ralph. You've got to be kidding. Of course not. But the roof access door is locked now anyway, isn't it?
Sure it's locked, but it won't stop me, baby. I used to be a locksmith, and I could disable the alarm.
And how old are you?
87.
87?
Uh-huh. So we better get to it. We got no time to lose.
I'll take it into consideration.
You have been listening to Septuagenarians, written and directed by Halcyon Brimstone with writing help from Jim Dowling and Rick G. Our cast featured Terry Orwig as Judith, Dickie Magadoff as Ralph, Jim Dowling as Bill, Ethan Howe as Mort, Nancy Hill as Maggie, Kent Bodensteiner as Jake, and Daniel Hill as the police officer. Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. I'm your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater. KKRN Community Radio is an all-volunteer station entirely dependent on listeners' donations and underwriting by local businesses and agencies. If you would like to help our distinctive programming, like Scratched Up Radio Theater, stay on the air, go to kkrn.org and click on the donate button, or send a check to KKRN, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065.
This is Jim Dowling, and I was just in that play you heard, Septuagenarians. I played Bill. And I'm here in the KKRN studio, and I've got Halcyon Brimstone the lady who wrote that play. Halcyon, thank you so much for being here.
It's an honor, Jim.
Okay, good deal. It's a play about a whole bunch of elderly folks like ourselves in a facility or a house, apartment, I'm not sure what it is. It seems very realistic, and I think you did a great job creating characters. Where did some of these ideas come from?
Some of them were actually based on people that I've gotten to know since I moved into the seniors community.
Well, it seems realistic. I don't share your experience with that sort of living, but it's very believable. And I thought it was real interesting how people form these relationships within the community. You've got the boyfriend, girlfriend, you got the pot smokers, you got the cigarette smokers, you got different groups. Tell me a little bit about that. Is that your experience?
Well, we have events, some of the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, etc. Or just we find ourselves sitting in the same spot and we have a conversation, just think, hey, this person's really interesting, or we have some of the same interests, and so we'll just get in conversations. So there's a lot of conversations that happen out on the street. Some of the people become great friends with others.
Yeah. Well, I love the idea of dragging a hot tub up to the roof. That was a nice touch. And bringing all those characters up onto the roof with a policeman, that was a nice twist. Has anything like that ever happened?
Not that I know of.
Yeah.
There are some, you know, slightly unusual things, but nothing like a hot tub. But when I first moved in, I said, do we have access to the roof? And I was told, no. And I said, is there a swimming pool? No. I didn't think to ask about a hot tub, but I think a lot of people would enjoy it.
Some of this play, I understand, or maybe the kernel of the idea came from somebody named Reagan. And Reagan, as I... Reagan used to act for us in some of our plays here, so I know who you're talking about. He came up with the original idea. Could you talk a little bit about that?
When I first started writing plays for Scratched Up, I knew Reagan from Scratched Up. And I got to see some of the plays he was involved in. And he wrote some scripts for Scratched Up as well. He just said one day, you ought to write about where you live, because I had recently moved in, being over 65. And I just thought, how interesting would that even be? It sounds kind of boring to me, because there's not much action that goes on. But then another actor said, well, it might be like Grumpy Old Men. That's about two geezers. And I thought, well, okay, I'll give it a try. And some recent changes had happened, and I got the idea.
Yeah, very relatable. Nice character studies. You didn't have much of a story arc in mind when you wrote it. I remember talking to you earlier in the process. And so how did you finally end up with everybody up on the roof?
I don't know where that came from. I've always kind of thought it'd be a good place for people to catch some sun rays, but I've never been up there, and I don't think anybody who's a resident has been up there.
Yeah. Well, it was a nice way to bring back the characters. It's
a nice idea.
Yeah. Yeah, good job. So keep on writing, Halcyon, and we look forward to the next thing coming down the pipe.
I intend to keep on writing.
Good.
It's fun.
Okay, well, looking forward to the next thing you do. And thank you all for listening to KKRN, and hope you enjoyed the play, Septuagenarians by Halcyon Brimstone.